Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Jonathan, what tools do you use to manage your business? What tools are you using to get productive, to allow yourself to work with a virtual team, or make money online? Well, today, I'm going to talk about my five favorite online business tools that I use every day. Hey, messengers, welcome to the Market Your Message show, where we help you rise above the noise and get your message heard. I'm Jonathan Milligan, your host and the author of the new upcoming book, Your Message Matters. And I'm excited to be here today to talk to you about my five favorite business tools. Now, listen, when you tap into the power of each of these tools, you're going to be able to grow your business further, faster. And today, I'm actually going to be showing you a little bit behind the scenes. So if you're listening to the podcast today, I want to encourage you to go over to our YouTube channel and watch this very same episode, because you're going to be able to see actually behind the scenes a little bit of how I use these tools and how it makes me productive. Now, what I love about each of these tools is that I can access them from anywhere. I'm coming off of actually 3 weeks of vacation at the time of this recording, and I've been able to manage my business by using simply my cell phone. A lot of these tools that I'm going to be sharing with you today have apps. And what an awesome time we live in, where you can manage your business from anywhere that you get your cell phone or anywhere there's a Wi-Fi signal. So without further ado, let's jump in and let me show you each of these tools or apps in my business. Actually, before I do that, I do want to let you know about our number one most popular downloaded resource. It's a PDF guide called Discover Your Message Blueprint. If you're still at the beginning stages of your business and you're like, Jonathan, I don't know where to start. I want to create an online business. I want to start a blog. I don't know who my audience is. I don't know my gifts. I want to encourage you to start with this resource. This is a 10-page guide that we've used now to coach thousands of people on how to discover their purpose, their people, and their passion. And you can get it by going to marketyourmessage.com/discover. All right, with that, let's get into my five favorite online business tools I use every single day. Tool number one, Kajabi. Now, if you've been around us at all, or you've listen to prior episodes, then you know how much I'm a fan of Kajabi. Kajabi has simplified my business in a big way since I've moved over to Kajabi. And the main reason why, the easiest, best illustration I can give you is that before Kajabi, so pre-Kajabi, I had my business duct taped. I had all these plugins and just like payment processors, and then this plugin would update, and now my payment processor wouldn't work. And I would go through all of these challenges just to keep my business up and running. But once I went all in with Kajabi, it became that primary tool in my business. So let me actually show you a little bit behind the scenes. Let me pull up the back end of Kajabi here, and you'll be able to see some of this. I'm under products. Now, there's several different ways that you can look at this. You can see over here on this column over here, we've got website, products, marketing, people. And there's a lot to Kajabi, but this is the product section. And in the product section, I can easily and quickly create online courses. So for example, this is our membership site. So this is a membership site we have called Fast Track Lab. And you can see here a little bit behind the scenes. This is how it looks behind the scenes, where I can literally come in here and hit a plus, the little plus button here, and create a new post into my online course. And what I love about Kajabi is it has already has built-in themes. So inside the built-in themes, it makes everything look great. You can choose different themes. You can upload your videos so that you don't have to have a separate video hosting platform, and so much more. Now, Kajabi has a lot to it, and I'm not going to be able to go very deep because that's not the point of today's session or episode, but we might do a future episode where I go more in depth with Kajabi. Just know that Kajabi for me accepts payments. It allows me to have courses, membership site. You can even build an email list and so much more. It is no doubt one of my favorite tools. So that's number one. I'm using it every single day in my business. That is Kajabi. Okay, so what is tool number two that I find myself in every single day? Well, tool number two is Slack. Now, this is a free tool. There is a paid version, but to be honest with you, I only use the free version of Slack. Now, if you haven't heard of Slack, it is a communication device. So Slack is great for two primary reasons for an online business owner. Number one, it's a great tool for your internal team. So I have somewhere around 12 or 15 virtual employees that work in my business. And one of the ways that we communicate is through Slack so that I can constantly stay in touch with them, answer questions that they have. And I was, in fact, right before the show, I was communicating with my online business manager. And we were going back and forth on some projects and things that she is working on today while I'm here recording this episode with you. So what is Slack? Oh, by the way, that's the first reason. Number two is it's great for paid group coaching. So if you want to offer group coaching or a paid mastermind, Slack is a great tool and it's free. And what's great about Slack is you can also have it on your phone. It has apps for Android and Apple, and you are able to communicate and stay in touch with your coaching members while you're on the go, and they can stay in touch with you while they're on the go. And it also has a desktop app as well. Again, I use this for my internal team. I also use this for our Insider program, which is my high-end mastermind, and we're communicating every single day. It's a great tool. And again, I'm only using the free version. So what does that look like? Well, let me just, again, if you're listening on the podcast, I encourage you to hop over into the YouTube video that goes along with this same session. So let me show you an example here. Right here, this is Slack. And you can see in Slack, you can have different channels. We have channels for our different mastermind groups. We also have kind of a main general channel here where people that are in Insider can share their latest blog posts. They can get feedback on things they're working on. We post our schedules for our different mastermind calls, things we have going on in Insider. And it's just a great way to have, you know, private conversation with your group coaching members. You can also do private messages. So down here, there's ways that I can do private messages, direct messages with anyone who is in Insider. So we can have private conversations as well. And again, it's got a slick iPhone app as well. So that is what Slack is all about. It's a great communications device when you're separated. And Yeah. So when you're virtual, like we are, we're in many different places. It's an absolutely fantastic tool for that. So that is primarily a tool that I use every single day. In fact, I check messages every single morning to respond to my team and also to respond to people in my coaching program. So that is number two. All right. So what's tool number three that I'm using every single day? And it's Google Drive. Google Drive. Now, Google's also free. I think now I use the paid version, but even the paid version gives you tons of storage for very little monthly cost. And Google Drive we use for lots of stuff. Primarily, we're using it for our SOPs. Now, if you don't know that term, it stands for Standard Operating Procedures. Every business, and as your business grows, you're going to want to have workflows, a checklist, a process, right? Or we call them standard operating procedures. And it's a great place to store how you do things. It's also a great place to store documents, spreadsheets, meeting notes, and more. Now, again, I could go pretty far in depth with this, but I just want to keep it simple. So let me show you an example. So what I did is I created a folder that we have that's just called BYP LLC, which is the name of our company. And then under that, we've got four primary folders: sales and marketing, operations, leadership, and the HR/team. So let me give you just a quick example of some different ways that you can use this. Under leadership, we have meeting templates and notes. Here is, let's go into our weekly leadership huddle. So every single week, I meet with Roxanne, who is my online business manager. And looks like it's going to open this up in a different file here. So here we go. And here's just like a simple meeting template. This is one that we used in the past. And it's simply just helping us understand the different parts of the stuff we want to cover. So we have something called the weekly scorecard. So if I click on this, it's going to open up a spreadsheet. And it's going to share the different weekly metrics we're looking at in our business every single week. We also have our quarterly big three rocks. So what are those 90-day goals that we are working on as a business, as a company? And then so much more. So there's that. There's also, and one of the things I love about using Google Drive is you can just search for anything instantly. So if you type in SOP, you can see there's lots of, in fact, I'll just search SOP. That's for standing operating procedures. You can see there's lots of standard operating procedures. So if I don't know how to do something specific, we can identify that. We can figure that out. We can find it. And so these are all standard operating procedures in our business. So for example, let's just click on one. It's going to open this up here. And so this is just a little bit of, this is a very simple one, but it's got, you know, how we actually do certain things in our business. And again, once you create this once, it makes it super simple for the people on your team to follow this. You could add screenshots, you could add a video, you could do whatever you want for that. So that's a little bit of how we use Google Drive. Again, the reason I love Google Drive is because Google is known for its search. And all I have to do is just search quickly, just search for something. I can find it instantly. It's a great resource. All right. So there's three. What's tool number four that I use every single day? And that is Asana. So Asana is my preferred virtual project management software. Now, personally, I love using a physical planner for my daily productivity, but I also know that I need a virtual solution because all of my employees are virtual and I need to be able to communicate with them and assign tasks and projects online. And the tool that I absolutely love is Asana. Again, we're still using the free version. So it's free, but let me show you what Asana looks like. So one of the first things I do in Asana is I come into the inbox. In the inbox is any comments or any things that my team's been working on that maybe I need to respond to. Maybe something's overdue that I need to take care of, right? So there's that part of Asana. Also are my tasks. Now my tasks are what I'm looking at as far as a task that I need to do. And in fact, after being on vacation, you can see I got some catching up to do on some of these tasks. I've been on vacation for 3 weeks. So I need to come through here and assign these tasks, but I can also easily add a task to any of my team members. So here's a test task. And then I can click here and I can say which team member, and you see we got lots of team members on here. Which team member do I want to assign this to and a date? And it's really that simple. We also have projects, so you can create projects. So here's like a project we use for Fast Track Lab. And Fast Track Lab, we're able to, you know, move these templates around. And when we moved them to complete, we can do that. Also, we have other projects like the content calendar. So here's a place for our different templates for like for the live stream show. If I click on this live stream show here, it's going to open up. And here are the tasks that we do before and after every live stream show. We have everything right here in Asana. And some of these I do, some of these people on my team do as well. So Asana is a great resource for, first of all, I think it's great for you to use it even if you don't have a team. It's free to use. Get in the habit of using it, because by getting in the habit of using it, once you start adding and outsourcing it to team members, you will have an easier transition. You'll be able to just start giving them tasks that you normally do. Okay, final, number five, and this is the little unknown tool that I think a lot of people don't know about. It's a game changer for me. And you kind of saw me using it. I was kind of teasing you a little bit with the tool. Some of you may have noticed it if you're watching the video. And here's what it is. It's a tool called Shift. Now, you can go to tryshift.com. That's the official website. And I think I believe there's a free trial and then it is a paid tool, but it has saved me hours every single day. And I'll tell you why. It saved me from like tab chaos. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I have a bazillion tabs open. My computer starts slowing down, bogging down. I've got 15 tabs open up on my Chrome browser. And I can't find where anything is, and now I'm moving around everywhere. This solution solves it. Now, what is Shift? Well, it was the tool that I was just using. It's an app that you can download, and then notice what you can do. You can create. So look, with one little click, I'm in Google. I'm in Slack. Over here, I am in Asana, just like that. If I want to jump to Facebook, my Facebook business profile, look at my Facebook ads. I've got TweetDeck assigned in here. I've got LinkedIn. Brain.fm is a music productivity app that I like to use when I'm writing. Right, here's Discord. I got Evernote in here. Calendly, which is a calendar tool that I use. I've also got my emails, so I can click over here into my Gmail accounts. I've got three different Gmail accounts that I can see all right inside of this app, this Shift app. I can hop over to my calendar. my Google Calendar's right here. I can also jump into Google Drive just by clicking here, right? That I was just showing you. So I'm able to do all of this stuff. And the cool part is, if you click over here to add application, you can see all the different websites, all the different types of tools that you might use. These are all integrated with Shift. So instead of me constantly having a bunch of tabs open, I'm just going from, I'm in an email right here. Oh, I need to sign that task. Boom. I am going to sign a task by jumping over here and hitting add task. Or wait a minute, I've got a message over here from insiders that are in Slack. So I can jump over here. It's a nifty tool. So tryshift.com is another tool that I absolutely love. So which of these five tools did you like? I'd love to get some feedback. Let me know what you think. Maybe there's a tool that you love to use every single day in your business. Obviously, I use more than five, but these are the five that I find myself using every single day to help me stay productive and to do more in less time. Because that's why, for many of us, we pursued an online business in the first place, was for the freedom that it could give every single one of us. All right, don't forget, if you are still at that place where I don't know where to start, Jonathan, I want to start a blog, a podcast, a YouTube channel, I want to start a business online, the place to start is with the Discover Your Message Blueprint. You can get it by going to marketyourmessage.com/discover. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. If you're on the podcast, we'd love to get a review. If you're watching the YouTube channel, let us know some future topics that you'd love for us to cover, or hit the subscribe button and make sure you don't miss out on an episode. So until then, never forget, your message matters.